Those first 1,000 practices will be allowed to join at a price of just $97 a month. This price will be guaranteed for 24 months, and there is no contract. That's right, you can quit at any time. Whitehall's second coaching program is referred to as team-based coaching. It includes everything I just mentioned, as well as a personal consultant to help you create and execute an effective growth strategy. I only mention all this because the introduction of the Whitehall University and all its new practice-building tools has enabled us at Whitehall to accommodate new coaching clients. So for the first time in 15 years, we're now able to openly invite new clients to Whitehall. In the past, every time there was an opening in our coaching docket, there were several doctors waiting in line for those positions. As most of you know, our program is built around the idea of Whitehall developing an on-site team leader who is fully trained in the art and science of practice development. We call them growth engineers. The advent of the Whitehall University has not only allowed us to take more coaching clients, it's also enabled us to finally lower the price of our live team-based coaching program to $795 per month. Do you remember the excitement you felt when you first realized the potential power of the internet to change our lives? Well, from a practice standpoint, the Whitehall University represents the manifestation of this power now in your own practice. If any of this sounds of interest to you, contact Whitehall for details. Thanks for listening to that announcement. You know, I mentioned that we'd be talking about staff turnover, but I don't think most people realize that this represents a multifaceted pattern that manifests differently in each practice. For example, one of these patterns might include regularly losing your best team members while feeling permanently stuck with your underperforming attitude cases. When great people repeatedly and predictably leave the practice, there's a feeling of failure and self-doubt that leaves the doctor unsure if they can afford to replace the trouble staff that remained. One of our field consultants, Wes Warren, commented recently that after completing 35 in-office evaluations during the period of a year, he observed that the number one blockage in our industry was simply keeping the wrong people in place too long. Today, I want to look at both of these problems, losing the good people and feeling stuck with the bad people. So, do you have a problem with turnover? If you're losing more than 20% of your team each year, you have a problem. That is, you have enough turnover that regardless of the reason your staff are leaving, I'm not even saying it's you, there's a good chance that your growth and your profit statistics have already been affected by this turnover. In my business, you meet doctors under varying degrees of stress. Divorce, license disputes, deliberate insurance hassles, but nothing, none of those, compares with a doctor who has seen 50% or more of his team go down the street to work for the competition. There are certain behavioral syndromes on the part of the doctor that are often a dead giveaway that a turnover problem exists. I look for these because it's not unusual to find that the doctor's in denial about his or her turnover problem, as well as the underlying weaknesses of their team. First, uncertainty. It's not just the months, or in some cases, years of lost training investment in your team. It's the uncertainty that starts to creep in that leaves you feeling hesitant to earnestly attempt to recruit needed staff. Uncertainty is just one of the negative products of this syndrome. Another is overpaying, that is, overpaying underperforming staff in a desperate attempt to stabilize the team. This leaves you with an unprofitable practice as well as one that underimpresses patients. This actually becomes a negative downward spiral. When you lose good staff, you tend to hold on to weak ones, if for no other reason, so you don't experience abandonment or separation anxiety, as some psychoanalysts would probably call it. As you'll see in a moment, it's not unusual to find that one of the reasons for a predictable loss of good staff is the mere fact that some of the negative ones are running them off. All right, next, training fatigue. If there's another predictable byproduct of high turnover, it's what we call training fatigue or turnover neurosis. This involves the doctor unconsciously refusing to actually hire the additional staff that he or she needs. Oh, they're going through the motions all right. They place ads. They may even do some interviews. But like the 35-year-old bachelor with a commitment problem, no one ever seems to measure up. Behind both of these scenarios, the bachelor and the training fatigue doctor, is the unconscious fear of emotionally investing in a failed venture. Another tip-off is what we call the system solution. It's not that there's anything wrong with seeking to improve or perfect the systems of a practice. But I've noticed that when a doctor has an obsession with improving practice systems, that he or she is either highly analytical and very organized, or in possession of an underperforming team. It's true, better systems, scripts, forms, protocols, they can help offset an underdeveloped crew. And yes, a crack team of clinic commandos can function quite well in the absence of a refined practice system.